Let us just go over quickly the Gemara and Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis before we see the Tosfos. The Gemara said, "Manan Emili Omar Rab Levi Bar Lachma Omar Rab Chama Bar Chanine." Kosev Echadoyim. How do we know that Yontav Shel Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbes B'Migdash Ayatoykim Abolay B'Medine? Because there are two psukim. Kosev Echadoyim Shabbosin Zichrein Truah, but Kosev Echadoyim Yom Truah Yilachem. So it's a stira, one pasuk would seem that the psukim which speak about truah are sufficient. The other pasuk it would seem that it's a yom truah yilachem. So the Gemara says leikashe kan biyontev shechaliyos b'shabbes, kan biyontev shechaliyos b'chol. Yontev shechaliyos b'shabbes zichrein truah, shabbosin zichrein truah, and if it's chal b'chol is yom truah. If there's a posik that says that one is not permitted to blow zichain trua b'migdash eichet takina, v'oy olav melochi d'itzre krol emuute, it's not a melochi that we have to be memayite to tana devei shmul kom leches avoyde lo yisasu yotsu sotkiya shoifer rediyas apashi chochme v'ein melochi. So why is it taka osa? Elo marove midaraisa mishre shori. One is permitted minatayre to blow shayfer. V'rabonu de goz rabbi keder abe. Tamaraba kol chayovim betkiya shayfer vein hakol bekiim betkiya shayfer. Zeira shami yitlenu biyodoi v'yelech eitzel haboki lilmoid. Abirenu dal dames b'shusarabim v'aynetayme de lule v'aynetayme de megile. Now let us see taisa. So lav malochi de itzterech. It's not a maloche that you have to be memayitet. Kashe. So Taisa says, punfakel. Imaloche. If it would be a maloche, then lay itzterich kro. Then taki, you don't need a posik to be memayitet. If ki yeshayf would be a maloche, tom iloisase kol maloche nafke. If I care. So then I wouldn't need a posik. Umishum de lav maloche, if I care. Since it is not a maloche, so, Poshit, I would assume that there is a chiyuv of tkiya shayfer b'shabbes. That's what you need a mitzvah to tell me that there's no chiyuv. So, what is the logic of the Gemara? V'nira li the lav melochehi hopshite delekel emeischei. The Gemara means as follows: if it's not a meloche, so it's zichah narosa. Aval imelochi, if it would be a meloche, then it's the rechkro. Why do you need a posik tasa? Because talke daita chamine tishtere misum dechsiv yoim tru yilachem afilo b'shabbes. Lochi it's the rechkro lemeisre v'yoim tru amukilo b'chol. That means, so the Gemara means to say, if it's not a meloche, so the zichah no miut. The zichin no miyotase. That's poshut. The Torah wouldn't be memayit ki yeshayfa. Wouldn't asit ki yeshayfa if it's not a malachim. The only way we could understand that you need a posik to aser is if it is a malachim. So not to think that there's a ribu yevraim trua yilachem. The posik says shabosin zichin trua. Kol malachis avoyde lo yisasu biyontiv ksiv. But al kaponim, it's also not a meloche. It's a chochme ve'ein a meloche. Rediyas hapas. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu. Rediye dohoche. La'achar afiye. Rabbeinu Chananu says that what our Gemara says, she chochme ve'ein a meloche. It's speaking about Rediyas Hapas. Bizman Chazal, we have to picture that the oifen they used to bake pas was they used to take a dough and stick the dough on the walls of the tanur. And later, after it got baked the dough, then they used to take it off with a keli. That was Rediyas Hapas. So the Bein Chananu says as follows: Rediyah dahoche la'achar afiyah. This Rediyah, which our Gemara is speaking about, which the Gemara would seem that it's mutter, that's speaking about after it was baked completely. B'shori lechatchilah. This is takim mutter. ורדיה דרש מסך השבס, בתגמור מסך השבס, ספיקים בר השיילה, דהיתירו לוי לרדויס קוידם שיובוי לידי אפיה, דאיסר סקילה אוי לוי היתירו, דה דגמור קלוס השיילה, the person had put in Shabbos a pas, so now it's going to bake. And if he won't do something about it quickly, he'll be chayiv skila. So the Gemara klaus ha-shayla, what they matter him to be roide the pas, koidem sheyobu lidei iser skila. What they matter, weren't they matter? The mashme da osami da rabonam beroide ha-pas, vaisis is a shakla betaya, is there a heter to make radiyas ha-pas? So that Gemara, which it would seem there's an Isra of the Isra Pas, Bo'id Shehu Isra, there it's speaking about that we're speaking about that we want to remove the dough before it gets baked. So Memela, so we're speaking about when it's the consistency of the dough is still doughy. The Hu Ka'ein Losh, so when he'll remove the Isa from the tanner, so he'll be squeezing it, it's Ka'ein Losh, Shemerachechoi, he softens the dog, Shereideyu Biyodai. There we have a Gemara that Radiyah is also a Kaponami the Rabbonin, and here the Rabbeinu Hananel understood that Radiyah is Mutter. The Gemara says, what's wrong? So Taisa says, Ubechinam Dochak, that he made a, that this is a doichik, the whole problem of the Rabbeinu Hananel. He had a steer of two Gemoras with a teretz. Tahach dohoch enami loy sharye elo midiye reise. That b'emesin redias apas, our Gemara is only saying that min ha-teretz mutter. That's not what our Gemara is saying. It's a chochma v'ayna meloche, so min ha-teretz mutter. But mit rabbonon redias apas is also, ki demuchik bepeh kol kisve, gabi matzul pas min ha-tanur, shematzul mozain sholish su'udois. So there, if there's a sreifes, he's permitted to be matzal mozen shalishudis, the komak shuhu roide. So there, Luchat, speaking about pas that was completely baked already. Lo yirde bemarde elo besakim. So vayis toch ois, that, what's the difference? So vayis toch ois, that some redias a pesah, anuvde de choyl, or it's. So that day, so bemarde is also, besakim is mutter. So, but when we see b'mardir is also, so we see that redi is also, for it's completely baked. V'chein tekiya shayfer also midarabonon, k'demuchak b'perik kisi yadam. To blow shayfer in yontiv is also. The kamrinon, the Gemara says, tekiya shayfer b'gvulin teichiyach, shesveicho doiche yontiv, ve'ein vado doiche Shabbos. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara wants to show that a Sofik mitzvah is doiche yomtev. That means, will a tumtum blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says a tumtum is permitted to blow a shofar Rosh Hashanah. Like, it's a Sofik mitzvah. Maybe he's mechuyev. Maybe not mechuyev. So the Gemara says, Sveika doiche yontev. So a Sofik chiyev is doiche yontev. Ve'ein vado doiche Shabbos. But if a person is vade mechuyev and it's Shabbos, you're not permitted to blow a shofar. So what's that Sveika doiche yontev? What's that Sveika doiche yontev? Well, where is there a tchiyah over here? What is he doing wrong? It's Rosh Hashanah, it's Bechayil. So what's the tchiyah? So it would seem from the Gemara that the etzem process of blowing a shofar is a malacha de rabbanon al kaponim. It's a chochma vein a malacha, and the rabbanon it is also. Now the Gemara says the mitzvah is doiche. The mitzvah chazal asel to blow shofar, but mokim mitzvah they never asel. So memele, so philosophic is doiche. So memele, so here when the Gemara had a problem, why can you not blow Shofar and Shabbat, so you can't say als this is of Chochma Shein and Melacha, because you have the same problem in Yontav also, in the mitzvah's Deiche, so it's Deiche and Shabbos also. This is the Rabbonon, what's the difference Shabbos and Yontav? And the mitzvah is doiche. So, ilav mishum de rabbe shema yavirenu. So, ach koch dav mizogen out shema yavirenu. Shema, so what did the rabbi say? Rabbe shema yitlenu yavirenu arba ames b'shusarab. Hodoloi nokat shema yitzienu mirshus ayoche l'shusarab. Why didn't the Gemara say, Shema Yetzienu Mershus Ayochid Lushus Aram? Why did the Gemara say, Yavirenu Dalad Ames Bershus Aram? And that's some kasha of Taisvis, before we see Taisvis Teretz, Rashi's Teretz, the Meiri in Sukke, and that's Rabbi Keveger in Sukke, both say a very Gishmak Teretz. It's Negein HaMachlekes HaRishonim. That, what was the chash? The chash was that he has a problem. He doesn't know how to blow shofar. So what is he gonna do? So he has the shofar in his house. And he's gonna go to the chacham's house. That's what he's going to do. He won't stop in the middle of the way. What he wants to learn. So he's gonna go from Rishus Ayochid, L'Rishus Ayochid, Derech Rishus Arabim. So the Isser over there is not Haitzor. He's not making Ganoche B'Rishus Arabim. The whole Isser is only This is good according to Shitas HaTaisvus and Erevin, that the Isser of Mavir Dalad Ames, you don't need an Akire B'Rishus Arabim, you don't need an Anoche B'Rishus Arabim. You only need a Havor in B'Rishus Arabim. An Akire B'Rishus Ayochid and Anoche B'Rishus Arabim is also Mitzarev to the Chiyev. So according to this Shita is very good. So Mamele... So the Gemara is Shema Yavirenu Dalad Ames B'Shus Arab. But this Rabbi Keveger for Emphas, the Benazi holds Mahalach Koimedami. So according to Ben Azai, is Lechirish, so the Yerushalmi asks, according to Ben Azai, how are you chayiv by Mavad Dalad Ames B'Shus Arab? Mahalach Koimed, so every step he takes, he made a Hanoches, so how are you chayiv? The Shalmish says, Bekoifet. You only chayiv, if you jump back at the only case of Mavir Daladam Shusam is a case when he jumps Daladamas. So Bekevegim brings down the Kashas Alachir according to Ben Azai, so why were they Goizer, Shema Yavirenu Daladamas Beshus Arabim by Shofar? The whole thing is, the whole Yavirenu is Dafke Bekoifet. So they made a Gzere, Shema Yikpoit. When Rabbi Leibel Eiger heard the kash, he says, "If I state nicht the zaydis kash, but says that he thought a shayfer, but the chassidish Rabbi Leibel Eiger, yes, a shayfer wants to go to learn, has ever seen a springen. What's the shayla? About kaponim, Rabbi Keveger yogi frak the kash. So Rabbi Keveger says, according to Ben Azai, is very good. According to Ben Azai, the tzir is going to be is going to go from his house to the chacham's house. You say mahalach koymitzil takibichayv al tzeitzo. According to Ben Azai, he say Mahalach Koimitz, he's taking Chayav al Tzeitzo. That what the Gemara says, but Shema Yavirenu, because we don't know like Ben Azai. So according to us, the Chiyav is Mavir. According to Ben Azai, he'll be Mechuyav before, be Chayav al Tzeitzo, not al Tzmavir. But here our Taisus does not hold from this Cheshbin. So that Taisus is the Kasha. So why didn't he say, so Lechayre the Lomdus is, I mean, L'chayr v'shem yavirenu, Tosis understood there was a hanoche b'shus harab, and then he's ma'ved dal damas b'shus harab. So Tosis says, why do you have to wait till the hanoche, why do you have to speak about the akir and the hanoche of the r'shus harab? Speak about the hitzo, m'r'shus hayochid l'r'shus harab. Hoda lo inok at shema yoytziyenu m'r'shus hayochid l'r'shus harab, perish bekunteres besuke, b'shum de lo psike, that's not muchach, that he'll be over al tzeitzo, the migvioi al menas lahetznioi. Let's say when he picked it up, he didn't pick it up to go to the chochem, he picked it up for a different purpose. V'nimlach lahetznioi potter. So he's taking potter. So it could very well be that, al that there wouldn't be a gzeirich. I mean, we have to understand, he woke up Rosh Hashanah, now he's going to go to Chochem to learn. I mean, where were you till Rosh Hashanah? Now, Lachay Ripshat is, till Rosh Hashanah, he was under the impression he knows the Vesav, it's getting good, and he knows the Halachas.
So kekuma roish shon, he picks up the shofar, he starts blowing le'aleinu. He sees the gate achnish, and now he has to go to achochem. But the akira was not almanas to go to achochem. The akira was he's going to blow. Then he sees the gate achnish, and now he goes to achochem. So memela outside so you won't be chayiv. I'll say so you won't be chayiv because by heitzo the halach is you have to make an akira almanas loitzi. Because if that is the case, that you're not chayish that he'll pick it up lechatchila to go to the chochem, he'll pick it up to try to blow, and then later he'll see the gate nishvat the gain some chochem. The gabi avor is dal damas nami loy mechayiv elam kene gviyal manas lavirei dal damas. You have the same ptur by mavil. That's what Taisvis Kasha. The Kafis Tmorim in Mesecht Suke wants to say a very interesting teretz on Rashi. He wants to say that the Meleches Haitzor we learn out from the Mishkan. And the Achnos Haitzor we learn out from the Mishkan. In Sumamele, the Meleches we learn out from the Mishkan have to be Dumya the Mishkan. And by the Mishkan, the Haitzor and the Achnos was there was an Akira Manas Lahoiti. That was the case in the Mishkan. Mavir Dalet Ames, we do not learn out from the Mishkan. The Gemara says in Azoirik, Mavir is Hilchese Gemirilo. Azoirik the Gemara. So Mamele, there's no Hechech that by Mavir you have to be oiker amanas lahavir. That's what the Kapas Mom wants to say. And Mechudish Tekedin in Shitas Rashi. V'nire, okay, Taisus doesn't like this. The Mirshus Hayochid Loshus Arabim Islay Hekere. Av Pelekele Migza. A person in Shabbos would never take out from Mirshus Hayochid to Mirshus Arabim. The Mirshus Hayochid is a look of Mechitzes. To take out to Mirshus Arabim, who do such a thing? Av Mirshus Arabim Zimnin the lavadaita your mavir alba amis. In the Rishus Arabim Gufe, there could be slava daite, and there'll be mavir dalad amis b'shus arabim. That could be. This is a more olodike chash. He said, how did the shefa get into the Rishus Arabim? Makasha b'maisa. But after the Rishus Arabim, this is more, is more ololita, is to be mavir than to be moitzi. Zok the Gemara. Mishachora veisamigdish iskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Tono Rabono. Tam achas chal Rosh Hashanah liyos b'Shabbos. Vohoyu kol ha'orim miskansin. Let us see Rashi. Vohoyu kol ha'orim shesvivois yavne miskansin l'shom l'shmoyat kie mishluchei beznin Lefi Shehoyu Regilim Kein Birushalayim. Now, we had learned yesterday, the way the Ritva explained, Dachm Desashitas Rashi also, that according to Rashi, Bizman, when the Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas Hagozis, so we had the Mishnah Yontev Shal Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos, the Migdash Ayatoikim Avaloi b'Medina, there was no Tkiyah in Medina, includes Yerushalayim. The Mokim HaTkiyah was b'Migdash. But the Mishnah says later, that the Hoysi Yerushalayim Yaseir al Yavne, Shekol Yerushahi Roye v'Shema Sekroi v'Chaylolove Toikin, that even the Ayores HaSmuches L'Yerushalayim were Tkiyah. So this is speaking about after the Sanhedrin left the Beis HaMikdash, they went into Yerushalayim. So then the Ritva says, Amir Dikaloshen Chozro Yerushalayim Kemikdash. So then the Takona Rishayne, She Toikim, B'Mikdash Ayu Toikim, so Yerushalayim took over, L'chayra, the whole mile of the Mikdash was, because that was the Mokim of the Yeshivas of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin and Mestama were Mazir and Ba'ira the Om, not to be Mechalo Shabbos. That was their tafkid.
So the mile of the Mikdash was because of Sanhedrin. So when the Sanhedrin were goylet Yerushalayim, is chaz Yerushalayim ke Mikdash litkoya boy ubiyayore sel. And that's where the lomdus is. I mean, since it got it in Mikdash, but since this was an ear that got it in Mikdash, so by in Hilchis Ayores, the suburbs have the same aloch as the ear. So Mamela, since Yerushalayim got a din a hetet kia, so the suburbs also got a hetet kia. That was koidim chuben habayis. So now the Gemara is saying, how did the takon of Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai come about? After they were goylet Yerushalayim and after chuben habayis, they went. The Sanhedrin went to Yavne. So Rashi says, "V'hoyu kol ha'orim shesviva is Yavne miskansim l'shom." Lishmo yatkiye mishluchei bezn v'shoi regilim came b'Yerushalayim. So the surrounding cities who used to, some of the surrounding cities who were not, did not have these milas of Royen, Shemaz, so what did they do? They went and they made a pilgrimage to Yerushalayim to hit Kiye Shaifa there. Now that the Sanhedrin moved to Yavne, so this Ayores, Avivis Yavne, came to Yavne to hit Kiyah Shaifa. They didn't know a chilek. There's no chilek between, before the Sanhedrin was in Yerushalayim, so they blew in Yerushalayim. Now the Sanhedrin was Yavne, so Mestom you blow in Yavne. Now, Gav Uche, we have to remember this. Rashi says, Miskansim Lushom Lishmoyat Kiyah Mishluchei Bez. So Rashi Lecher is telling us another Yesod, that the Shluchei Bezden blew, so Maestas in Yerushalayim also the Shluchei Bezden blew. That means that what we had before, that they blew in Yerushalayim, in the suburbs of Yerushalayim, but not the Normale Baltakeya blew. No, there was they were matted to blow, but you need Shluchei Bezden. I said, but that was given from there, Rashi. And later on the Flamadach, we're going to have a big problem with this, but the Dvar one of Chavtesam at base. And so they came now to Yavne. Also the same thing. They'll hear the Shluchei Bez. That was what happened. Omar lehem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lebnei Pseire. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told the bnei Pseire, Niska. No, everyone see it. It's a Rizik Olam over here. So let's blow Shaifa. Omru loy nidoin. So they said, no. Let's see what Rashi says. Bnei Pseire gdoile hadoir hoyu, nidoin. Im yesh ligzoir af bemokim bezne shamo yitlano. What do you mean? Let's blow. Let's first be done if we should be geyser. So here a shtikel ha'or on this Rashi. Nidoin im yesh ligzoir. L'chayre, what for shat nidoin im yesh ligzoir? Don't have to make a gzeire. We learned in the Mishneh, That was the takone. Now the takone was that you blow b'migdosh. Not that they blew in Yerushalayim according to Rashi, Zok to Ritve, Chaz Yerushalayim to migdosh. Fine, so that's migdosh. But Yerushalayim was, so that was a continuation of the takone rishoyne, that b'migdosh yitoykin, Chaz Yerushalayim to migdosh. That's it. After Chuben Hambayis, there's no migdosh. So finished. So it's also to blow. Not you have to be done to make a gzeire. The Mishnah says, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takone, they should blow in bezn. So that's a new takone. So lechayre, without the takone, you don't blow. We have the first takone. B'toikim b'migdish avoloi b'medine. So what is pshat and Rashi? That they say, Nidoinim yes, Ligzer af bemokim bezn shamo yitlan. Let's first be done if we should make a gzeir. You don't have to make a gzeir. You have to make a heter, not a gzeir. Is dachsich mir, perhaps we could say, we heard a svore in Taisvis yesterday. Taisvis explains why the fiemis, after Chuben Habayis, they were makel by Shofar more than lulav. So Taisvis says a svore, the shofar shula halos zichreinayim shal yisrael avim shebashamayim leirotzu levata legamri. They never did it to be oikel mitzvah shofar legamri. They never wanted to do it. So now the Mishnah has a different pshat. The first takone, Yontiv shalayshashone shechaliyos b'shabes b'migdash ha'yotoyken avaloy b'mdine, this takone was not an akire for mitzvah shofar. That means when Chazal asked to blow shofar, but they said, you're not allowed to blow shofar all over, but you blow shofar, reishashone. You blow in the migdash. So what's with Klal Yisrael? So go to the migdash, you'll hear shofar. The first takone was not a takone of akiris takia shofar. The first takana was that you don't blow in all places, but it wasn't an akira. After chulbin abayis, so that takana is bottle. Now not automatically everywhere is also. Now there's no issa whatsoever, because if you don't have a place where to blow, there's no issa. The first gzeire was only a gzeire that you're not allowed to blow in all places, but that is when you gave us a leeway to blow someplace. Now that there's no place where to blow, so now this is a new gzeire. This is a new, good. So that was the deal. So they said, they told Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, listen, I mean, now we have to climb, Efshadav machan a new gzeire. Now that we don't have a base of Migdush, Efshadav machan a new gzeire, let us first be done if we have to make a new gzeire. This will understand what's tutzach weiter. Omar lehem niskoin v'achakach nidoin. So he told them, let's blow, and then we'll be done. So l'chayre, it's very good what he said over here, because b'emesin, he said like this, the vial, are you allowed to blow? Yeah. There's no gzeire yet. That means that the predicate akone is not applicable now, because we don't have the mikdosh. So you want to be done, should we make a gzeire? Fine. Good. I hear what you're saying. There's a mockim efshadach. You're machin a gzeir efshadnit. Oh, but now listen. There's thousands of people. They're miskansin mikol ayores to vivo. Avdere shishonim egmen blazen. If you hold, there's no, because this taket there's no gzeir yet. There's a deen to make a gzeir. You're machin. Oh, but there is shishonim will be elach idom will blow. So he told them, niska. Fachikach nidin. They were maskim. Fat. There's nothing wrong with that. Good, fine. But now for next year, that medan zayin, are we going to make a gzeirim? Amalem kvar nishma kerem biyavne ve meshivin lacher meisa. So now we told them that lemeisa ve meshivin lacher meisa gnayu shenoytzi las toyim al atzmeinu. That means that if we'll now make a new gzeirim, so will be a tzos las. But the etzim zach from Niska, he could be here this half asleep the whole time. But the etzim shot of Niska was no avle, because there was no gzeire now. So memele, so the zicher were permitted now to blow, and the din he said the din should be afterwards. Amar Rabbi Loza lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ela biyavne bilvad. Amruloi echad yavne ve'echad kol mokoim sheyesh boi bezn. So Rabbi Lezer said, they only were masakin in Yavne, and Rashi explained that the Yavne means where the Sanhedrin of Ein Aleph is, and who had loved after Yavne, any other place where the Sanhedrin is, the Amruloi said, no, echad yavne ve'echad kol mokoim sheyesh boi bezn, don't need the Sanhedrin. I feel Chav Gimel is also good. Oh, but the Gemara Omer Loi Hainu Tanakam. That's the Tanakama holds like this. And with the Gemara Ike Beinayu Beidina Da Akroi, a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, which by chance, by accident, they weren't a Shtotrei Shoshone, will you be permitted to blow there? Le Tanakama Zekrashi Takinin. Because he said the Shetoikim b'chol mokim sheyesh by bezin. Bezin doesn't mean Sanhedrin. If there's a bezin, there's a bezin. The grad, the not kabur, so the not kabur. He never mentioned he needed kabur. But he says a modern loshen. Echad yavne ve'echad kol mokim sheyesh by bezin kabur. So why do you have to mention echad yavne? About dumya de yavne. Just like yavne, there was a bezin kabur. So a bezin of chav gimel, also you need a bezin kabur. Omar Rav Hune ve'im bezden. Zot Rashi ve'im bezden hu de tokine. Ve'tekeya im bezden. Fregt de Gemara mai ve'im bezden. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Bifnei Besdin. But we say there's a heter, but the heter is Dafke Bifnei Besdin. Lafuki Shaloi Bifnei Besdin. Taloi. That Shaloi Bifnei Besdin, there's no heter tkiya. Mosibrove. The Mishnah says this is another Maile that Yerushalayim had over Yavne. Mai va'oidzois ilay mekidektoni zois mi boilei. What's the second Maile? This is the only Maile we see in the Mishnah. So vaistois, the Mishnah is chosa. There was another Maile Yerushalayim had. What was the first Maile? Ella to be Yerushalayim taikim yechidim. Ubiyavne ain't taken yechidim. In Yerushalayim, anyone could blow. And in Yavne, you need Avka Shliach Bezdin. That's the first chumre that Yavne had over Yerushalayim. Let's see what Rashi says. Eladil ubi Yerushalayim taken bishabbos yechidim she'enem shluchei bezdin. And in Yavne, you need Shluchei Bezdin. Va milsa chaser mas nisim. Va nol etrotzich. This, you have to say this. If the Mishnah says ba'oid. Like the Gemara know that we can't say that this was the bova that's missing from the Mishnah. Ubi Yavne ein toikim yechidim. And Yavne, you need a Shliach Bezdin. Va ka'osa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. Oma, ki misayim shliche de tzibure tekiya biyavne. And the Shliach Tzibur ended the Tkiyim B'Yavne, Leishoma Inish Kalunei, a person cannot hear the cult of his ears, Mikal Tekuei Di Yechidoi. There was so many Yechidim that were blowing shay for them that it was deafening. So you see that Afilu in Yavne, also you don't need a Shliach Bezdin to blow. Elola, so you can't say that the Mishnah had said that Yerushalayim had a chayma over Yavne, that Yerushalayim, anyone can blow. In Yavne, only a shlich bezdin can blow, because it's not true. In Yavne, also yechidim blow. So there weren't shluchei bezdin. So what is the bove that is missing from the Mishnah? Elola, the Yerushalayim toikim bein bizman bezdin. Ubein shaloi bezman bezdin. That they were permitted to blow afilu after bezdin got up. Ubiyavne bezman bezdin. Ein shaloi bezman bezdin loi. Ha bezman bezdin miha toiken vafilu shaloi bifnei bezdin. Al kaponim, if the Mishnah is saying that the difference between Yavne and Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim yitakeya shaloi bizman bezin. And Yavne, you only takeya bizman bezin. Vice is the only tanai is you have to be takeya bizman bezin. That's all that you need. But it doesn't have to be bifnei bezin. So the Gemara says, loi. No, that's not pshat. No, the bove that is missing in the Mishnah says as follows. The ilu be yishalayim toikim bein bifnei bezin, bein shaloi bifnei bezin, be yavnen bifnei bezin in shaloi bifnei bezin loi. So that is the first bov of the Mishnah. The first bov that was missing by us is that in Yerushalayim they were takei afilu shaloi bifnei bezin, and in Yavne they were takei davke bifnei bezin. So according to Rashi, according to everyone, the Mishnah, Hiskin, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, according to Rashi, Takonis Yerushalayim had nothing to do with Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. Takonis Yerushalayim was Bizman Abayis, that was the first Takonis. According to Taisvis, Takonis Yerushalayim was after the Churban also. And then it's like a Modne, why Yerushalayim had more Milas than Yavne. But according to Rashi, it's very Geschmack. There was a takone of Migdosh, and that takone, and Yerushalayim fell into that category, and then there was no takone of it has to be Bifnei Bezin, and by Yavne, the takone was, Davke Bifnei Bezin. That's where Rav Huna was Machadish. Bein bizman bezden, ad shei shoi, so hoi u bezden yoishven. Agam uche, the Psaiswan Rabbeinu Menoyach, and the Sif Sechachomim, what did they do these 6 hours? You're not done Shabbos and Yontif. Speaking about Shabbos and Yontif over here. So it says that there's two parts to the Lishkas Agosis. One was Bekaidish, one was Bechil. Anyway, by Shabbos, Oye Yoishvin Bebeis HaMedrash HaBahar HaBayis L'Lamed LeYisrael Chok U'Mishpot. That was the Yeshiva's bed. There's no Din Teiras on Shabbos, but they didn't have a day off. Shabbos was also a working day. So they went and they were L'Lamed Chok U'Mishpot. So, Ad Shei 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 Bezen Yoishvin Bein Shaloi Bizman Bezen Shahol Chulavotayim. Yeah. Now, L'Davoini, here we see from this Gemara, the Gemara wanted to say what was the Chomer, what was the Kula that Yerushalayim had over Yavne. So the first Mahalach of the Gemara was, that the Kula was, that in Yerushalayim, Yechidim could blow, and in Yavne, Yechidim could not blow, and Rashi says, what does Yechidim mean? Rashi said, Elodil B'Yerushalayim Toikim B'Shabbos Yechidim She'enam Shluchei Bezen. And in Yavne, you need Dafke Shluchei Bezen. And the Gemara says it's not true, because we learned that after the Tki of the Shatz, Loishomin Ishkal Une Mikal Tekuyed Yechidoi. So you see, Yechidim blew Afilu in Yavne also. So we see Klo, that sign Yerushalayim, and Afilu in Yavne, was not necessary for Shliach Bezen to blow. That means that the old Baltekeya could blow, Shoshana Shehaliyas B'Shabbos also. He didn't need a Psanu Baltekeya, a member of the Bezdin. So then let's go back to Rashi, Miskansim L'Shom, L'Shmoya Tkiye, Mishluchei Bezdin. L'Fisha Regilim Kain B'Yerushalayim. Why does Rashi mention here Shluchei Bezdin? Not in Yerushalayim. There wasn't such a minig in Yerushalayim. That's close, I say. Most of the Afilu in Yavne, there was no such minig that the Yechidim could blow. So I don't know why Rashi said over here, Shluchei Bezden. Zoktai Sviz, Ubi Yavne, Bifnei Bezden in, Shaloi Bifnei Bezden loy. Zoktai Sviz, Vaho de loy Shoma Inish, Kal Unei, Mikal Tkiye di Yechidoi. So this that they blew Shofar in Yavne, Hainu, Shayhoyu boim litkoya bifnei bezn, shloishamu tkiyas bezn. So who blew? This Rosh Vais is a little clearer. That means the mistama de bezn haven't vasikin. They didn't have such a baltvila that was marich by Bereisha Shana Yikosevun. So they were finished, by 8 o'clock they were finished already. So, but other people who had other things to do, Rosh Hashanah, they had other achones to do. So, but they didn't hit Kiyah Shofar. The Shofar was blown already by 8 o'clock in by Bezdin. So, boim, heinu. So that means that, so the Braisa means as follows, that after the shots blew, when the shots blew, there was one minion there, Chveis, and the shots blew. But after the shots blew, and then the Yechidim came later to blow, so it was packed. So then they used to blow Shofar. Then they have to hit Kiyah Shofar. Shloi Shamot Kiyah's Bezen. So those who blew, those Shloi Shamot Kiyah's Bezen. The Oysom Sheyotsu, Osulam Larzov Litkoy. So Tyson says those who hurt Kiyah Shofar, they're not allowed to blow now. Yesh Issa Shvus Bedov Litkoy Bechinam B'Shabbos. Not allowed to blow Shofar Bechinam B'Shabbos. So we Yates already. So Memele, so Al Kolchoch, it means who blew in Yavne, those who didn't hear. So they have to blow. So I made a diak in Taisvis. Taisvis says that, the Yesh Issa Shvus Bedova Litkoya Bechinom B'Shabbos. Not allowed to blow Bechinom B'Shabbos. So it was a bedaik of a Weistachois in Yontif. You're allowed to blow Bechinam. Rosh Hashanah alone, you're allowed to blow Bechinam. Now Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow Bechinam. That's how it was medayik. Then later I found, the Baruch Hashem, the Taz in Simen Tak Tzadik Vov, Sivkotan Beis, brings the stick. He says, Taisva said that, the Taisva says he could only blow only Litzayrech, Shlotzayrech is also, Abba Bishabbos, Abba Stamazay, in Stamazay Rosh Hashanah, you want to blow, blow Gizuntay, no problem. Not like a Ramah, the Ramah says you shouldn't Stamazay blow Rosh Hashanah. He says, Taisva weiss this nicht azay. So it's happy, Baruch Hashem, I found the Taz. Then later, I had a kasha, and we learned in Taisus Nitazai. Taisus says before, and of Chavtesam at base, Taisus says there's an Issa of Chochme Ve'ena Melocha, there's an Issa to Melo Shefer. So Taisus brought a Gemara in Chulin, the Kamrin and Tkiya Shefer Begvulun Techiach, Shesfeika Doiche Yomtev. That a Tumtem is only a Safik Chiyach, could be Doiche Yomtev. So Taisus was Medaik, and was Doiche Yomtev. Because there was a doichi yontiv, because there's an issa to blow shayfa filin yontiv. It's a chochma veinim aloche. No, even a sofik chiv is doichi yontiv. So Taisa brought a raya from here, but it's also. Then I found the Chacham Tzvi asks this kasha on the Taz. I don't know what the Chacham Tzvi does with the loshen of Taisa. I don't know what the Taz did with the previous Taisa. About Kaponim, we have a problem over here, that, from this Taisa, it would very much seem that, that it is permitted to blow Shefa on Samazir Rosh Hashanah Bechinam. And the previous Tais of his vice Tais, that it's awesome. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ike de Masne Loho de Rav Huna Aho. So the first Loshen of the Gemara was that Rav Huna said a Haloche that Rav Huna said a halacha that in Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, you have to be Tekeya Bifnei Bezn. Ike the Masni Lo de Rav Huna Ho. Rav Huna said that Rav Huna did not speak about Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. Rav Huna spoke about Yoivul, but Yoivul. Chesiv, it says in Posik, B'yoyim HaKippurim Taviru Shofar B'chol Arzachem B'lamed Shekol Yochid V'yochid Chayiv Litkoyam. Every in Yovel, every Yochid is Chayiv Litkoya. Agavucha, I found a very interesting Machlokes Rishonim. What does that mean? The Ritva says, Chol Yochid V'Yochid Chayim Litkoya, that every Yochid has to blow Shofar, and you cannot be Yotze B'Shmiya. The Miri says, Koya, the blowing, you can hear. It's not a Minchas Chinuch, that's not a Poshe, you Yotze B'Shmiya. But the Ritva says, Chol, you have to blow. Chol Yochid V'Yochid Chayim, each Yochid has to blow Shofar. Omar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, Ve'im bestin, that every yochid, let's say according to the Ritvitz Vegas, every yochid has to blow ve'im bestin, but it can only blow im bestin. So we asked, my ve'im bestin, what does that mean, ve'im bestin? Bizman bestin. Im bestin, by yoivo means bizman bestin, that he's only permitted to blow bizman bestin, the sheish shoyis rishainis. Lafuki shaloi bizman bezn deloi. That's the second maimer, or that's the secret of the Masni law, that Rav Huna said im bezn on yoivul, and it means zman bezn. Zogt Rashi, ike the Masni law, mai vim bezn de koma Rav Huna bizman bezn. Why do you have to say this? It seems Rav Huna only said three words, vim bezn, the Gemara teaches is what it means. The leke lefushi hai v'im bezn bifnei bezn, the b'chol arzachem ksiv. It says b'chol arzachem. All over you can blow. So you can't say dafke bifnei bezn. So kolchoch v'im bezn means bizman bezn. Now, l'chayre, what is pshat in Rashi? B'chol arzachem, it's true, it says b'chol arzachem, that you can, b'chol arzachem you should blow. But mistome, this din of v'im bezn is the rabbon of the kedin. That midrabbanan, you only are permitted to blow bifnei bezn shema yavirenu. It's yom kippur. So what is Rashi being b'chol arzachem? Is l'chayre would be a raya from this Rashi to the Taz, that the Taz says a yesod that Chazal could never answer something that the Torah was Mata Beferish. That's the Yisayid of the Taz, and that's why if emphasis, that's why Chazal never asked Mila B'yayim HaShmini Shem Eivirene, because the Pasuk says B'yayim HaShmini Afilu B'Shabbos. So that's what Rashi means over here, that since the Pasuk says V'chol Arzachem, Isaravuna can't say you have to blow Davke B'fnei Bez. So Kohen means B'zman Bez. Mosev Rove, so Rove is the Kasham Ravune. We learned Ki is Rosh Hashanah V'yoyvu. Doiches HaShabbos B'gvulin Ish U'beisoi. My Ish U'beisoi. What does Ish U'beisoi mean? Ileimo Ish V'ishtoi. That a husband and a wife are mechuyev to blow shofar. Mimech itza mimechayve. Ish is mechuyev. B'mitzvus asei shas mangrome. B'mitzvus asei shas mangrome noshim pturis. Ela lav ish bebeisoi. It means that ish bebeisoi in his house, each one blows shofar in his house. So the Gemara says so, and doesn't say when he does it. Vafilu shalei bizman bezn ish bebeisoi. Gemara loilam bizman bezn. The Gemara says no. Could be taki ish bebeisoi. Speaking about Bisman Bezin. Zoktaisvis, loy la oilam Bisman Bezin. It means, I guess not Kashin Rafune, it means ish bebeisoi, or but Bisman Bezin. Taima, the Mikol Mokim Kashin Lalishne de Rafune, according to the first Lashon of Rav Huna, this is a terrible baraisa. According to the first Lashon of Rav Huna, Rav Huna said that by Rosh Hashanah, in Bezdin, that's Bifnei Bezdin. That was the first Lashon of Rav Huna. And now here the baraisa says, Rosh Hashanah v'yoivu, doiches HaShabbos, b'gvulin ish uveisa means ish bebeisoi. So a mele so is siklo, and Rosh Hashanah, you also blow in your house. That's Mustama Pshat Goyin, it was Boichik Rosh Hashanah. Yoivul Doiche, Kein Tzorech Loime. That's how the Goyin for Emphatis was Kasher. He just took some white out and he raised Rosh Hashanah. But Al Kaponim, Taisus had this Girsa Rosh Hashanah. So Taisus asked some Eridike Kasher. So this is an often spirit to Rav Huna, that Rav Huna says that in Rosh Hashanah it has to be Bifnei Bez, not Bebeise. Yesh loimer sheyeforesh tohodik toni bigvulen ish bebeisoi ayoivul koi. It's going on yoivul. Uloy arosh hashanah. Not on rosh hashanah. Yeah. So how do we learn? Rosh hashanah v'yoivul doichas ha-shabbos. Bigvulen ish bebeisoi. This is going on yoivul. So Taisa says, that means, if a goris ubigvulin, so maybe it's going on one of the Rosh Hashanah v'yoivul doiches ha-shabbos. Ubigvulin lagabi yoivul. I mean, it's a new case over here. Ubigvulin b'yoivul ish bebeisai. But, Goyres begvulen, so that's the whole maimer. Rosh Hashanah v'yoivul doiches ha-shabbos begvulen ish bebeisoi. Leitochen leimekein. V'shema yeforish tahai begvulen airi b'Yerushalayim dafke. So Taisus wants to say, maybe gvulen means Yerushalayim. So we'll say as follows, Taisus, that Rav Huna in the first Loshen, that Rav Huna said v'im bezn is going on Yavne. So on Yavne there was a din bebezn, lifnei bezn. And could be in Yerushalayim is a filo shaloi bifnei bezn. Umiyu mibechol arzum bechol mokim shemeretz Yisrael ayri. So the Masha explains Taisvis that if you go to Bigvulin, so it's going Sai Rosh Hashanah and Sai Yoivul. So to say that Bigvulin of Rosh Hashanah means Yerushalayim. But by Yoivul, you can't say Gvulin means only Yerushalayim, because Yoivul is all over the whole Arzachem. There's no difference wherever it is. So me mail it schwer. So Tosfos bleibt bei Akash, it seems. So the Gemara weiter, Mosev Rav Sheishe, Shove HaYoivul, Rosh Hashone, Litkiye Ulebrocheis, Elo, Shebe Yoivul Toikin, Bein Bebezen, Shekitshu Esach Haidish, Bein Bebezen, Shlekitshu Esach Haidish, Bye, Yoivul, Yotekeya, Sayin Bezen Shalayin Alef, Sayin Bezen, Shalchav Gimul, בכל יוחד ויוחד חייב לתקוי, הברי ששון אלוהו יתויקן, אלו בבזן שקיד שבו יעשה חוידש, נמבר וון, ואין כל יוחד ויוחד חייב לתקוי. And every יוחד is not חייב לתקוי. מה אין כל יוחד ויוחד חייב לתקוי? לתקוי, אילי מדבייו ותויקן יחידים, Rosh Hashanah ein toikin yechid, and you need shluchay bezen, wa kiyos rabi yitzhak ba yosef oma, kevam mesayim shlicha de tzibur at kiyos abe yavne, lo shominish kalune, mikal takuyed yechidoi. Hello lav, that's pshat, ilu bi yoivu, toikin bein bizman bezden, bein shaloi bizman bezden. Bereish shone bizman bezn in shloi bizman bezn loi. So that's what the bereisa means. B'chol yochid v'yochid chayv litkoya. V'ein kol yochid v'yochid chayv litkoya means. No, it lies in the lashon. B'chol yochid v'yochid chayv litkoya means. Afilu shloi bizman bezn. And by Rosh Hashanah in Kol Yochid V'yochid Chayiv Litkoya, if this man doesn't pass, he can't blow anymore. But upon him, steht doch by Yoivul, that a Yochid blows, afilu shaloi bizman bezn. So it's a kashe an Rav Huna. Ketonim yis bi Yoivul bein bizman bezn, bein shaloi bizman bezn, the Gemara loy, lo'ilom bizman bezn. Vachi toni, biyoivul bizman bezn toikin, bein bifnei bezn, bein shaloi bifnei bezn. Reishishone toikin bizman bezden, u bifnei bezn. Heis yachid means afilo shaloi bifnei bezn, reishishone is davke bifnei bezn. Itmer nami omer abchiye bagamdam rabiyosi ben shol omer rebi in toikin ele kozman, Shebezdin Yoishvim. That Yoivul is Kozman Shebezdin Yoishvim. Zogt Rashi. V'roish Hashone loy hayu toikin kshechalis b'shabes ela bebezdin hagodol shol Sanhedrin hagdoilo mekachmes radoshim v'rabelezeri. It's going according to Rabbi Lezer that said you need bezdin shalayin alam. Kimisayim shlichet de tzibur vav b'yon v'shalis b'shabes lochin loket yavne. Alavdil v'yoivul toikin yechidim bei bizman bezdin, v'shloi bizman bezdin, so tzakash an ravun, aloi leilam bizman bezdin. V'ochi koma, v'yoivul kol yochid v'yochid toikei bizman bezdin, afilu shaloi bifnei bezdin, v'yoish shanu bifnei bezdin, en shaloi bifnei bezdin loi. Yit manami ki ravunim. And that's ein toiken yechidim yemekivivu b'yoyve al bezman shebezn yoyshim b'mkaimam v'toikim toiken b'chol ha'iyam. Ein toiken al bezman shebezn yoyshim zog toise vesh b'kudus b'yoyve v'nir shab v'resh shon al sashminen afilu b'fnei bezn ein toiken ela kol zman she yoyshvin. And it's not yoyshvin afilu b'fnei bezn it won't help. Zogte Gemara, boi rabzeire nin aru lamoid v'loi omdu. So Rashi says, nekru mimoi shavom kedei lamoid v'leilach. And what happened? So look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, boi rabzeire nin aru bezn lamoid v'nizdam en dova la'ayim boi. We wanted to get up. V'chozru v'nizyashvu v'richu b'yeshive. They wanted to get up. The 6 hours was over. They wanted to go home now. Then someone asked them a shayla, and they sat down. Chazru v'nisyashu v'richu b'yeshiva. So what then, does this have, what can you now blow shayfa? Yeah. That's the shayla. Mal, bezn yoyshu b'ina v'ikas, that's called bifnei bezn. Bezn is here. It's male of the zeta. Adum is man bezen binan veleka. You need man bezen. It's over. It's overtime already. So the takan was only bezman bezen, actually bezman bezen. Zogt die Gemara weiter, wo oid so is heus Yerushalayim Yisrael Yavne, that what, that in Yerushalayim, roye prat li yeshevis panachal. Couldn't see Yerushalayim, shemas prat li yeshevis peroi shaho. He couldn't hear the tkiyas of Yerushalayim. Roiva prat li yeshevis chutz l'tchum, v'yichaylu lovoi prat li mifsik lo noro, that there's a hefsik nar in between.